Hello and welcome back to the Curious Kid Podcast. I want to take you back in time to October 9th, 2013, a very special day for our family.
That's the day I was born.
That's right. When you were born, there were a few people in the room. Mommy, of course. She's really important in this whole thing. I was there, of course. Mommy's mommy was also in the room, and so was Mommy's sister, Emily. Finally, the doctor was there, too. That's all the people that were allowed to be in the room. My parents were in the hospital, but they had to hang out in the waiting room. Before you were born, Mommy and I decided not to find out whether we were having a boy or a girl.
Surprise, surprise! It's a girl!
You were beautiful. You've brought so much joy and happiness to our family from the very moment you were born. I remember that a few minutes after you were born, I went out into the waiting room to tell my parents that they have a beautiful baby granddaughter. When I hugged them, I cried and cried. It was a fantastic cry. I was so full of emotion. It's a moment I will never forget.
Double mailbag!
Double mailbag! Hi, my daughter's name is Alexandria. She is 11 years old, and we live in Queen Creek, Arizona. She listens to your podcast daily on Spotify and is curious about crying. She asks, what is in our eyes that makes us cry? What makes us cry? Is crying contagious? Where do our tears come from? Looking forward to hearing back. Thank you, from Alexandria. And, hello! My sons, Michael, age 7, and Christopher, age 5, are curious. Why does chopping onions make you cry? Thanks, from Michael and Christopher.
These are some fantastic emails. There are so many questions for us to answer. Let's get curious about crying for Alexandria, Michael, and Christopher.
Before we answer all those questions, why don't you tell us the question of the week?
The question of the week is, do animals cry?
That's an interesting one, and it kind of reminds me of the first question of the week we had in episode 1 of the podcast. Our first episode was on sleep, and the question of the week was, do fish sleep? Olivia, do you remember the answer to that question?
I sure do, but our listeners are going to have to check out episode number 1 themselves if they want to know the answer.
That's a great idea. The podcast was quite different back in episode 1, so check it out for yourselves. Okay, so I've already told you about an amazing cry I had the day you were born. Can you share with our listeners what makes you cry?
When I'm hurt, sad, or upset.
The most common cause of crying is sadness and frustration, but there are so many things that can make us cry. When we cry, tears form in our eyes.
Tears are made from water, oil, mucus, and protein.
And those tears come from the lacrimal glands. The lacrimal glands are located near the upper, outer portion of each eye. That means that they are just above the eye, on the side further from the nose.
There are three different types of tears. The first type is called basal tears. The eyes constantly have basal tears.
Believe it or not, your lacrimal glands are constantly making basal tears to keep your eyes nice and moist. Dry eyes can be a problem, so basal tears help keep your eyes wet. Many people take medication if they don't produce enough basal tears. Your lacrimal glands make 5 to 10 ounces of basal tears every day. Those tears drain through the nasal cavity, which is why many people get a runny nose shortly after crying.
That used to happen to me all the time, and it was so much worse because of my allergies.
I remember that. It was very sad to see you cry and sniffle at the same time. I'm glad your allergies have gotten so much better.
Thanks, Daddy. The second type of tears is called reflex tears. These are the tears that protect your eyes.
Have you ever gone outside on a windy day and the wind throws dust or dirt in your eyes? If that's ever happened to you, you might remember your eyes getting nice and watery afterwards. Those extra tears are the body's way of protecting your eyes. When junk gets in your eyes, a signal is sent to the brain. Then the brain sends hormones back to the eyes, which results in more tears, reflex tears.
Reflex tears are also made when you cut into an onion.
That happens because of a nasty chemical called syn-propanthiol S-oxide. When you cut into an onion, the chemical vaporizes and travels through the air, and some of it can get into your eyeballs. When that happens, your lacrimal glands make reflex tears to protect your eyes.
The third type of tears is emotional tears. Those are the tears that most people associate with crying.
There is a part of your brain called the cerebrum, and that's the part of the brain that processes emotions. When you are emotional, sometimes your brain will send a signal to your eyes so that you cry emotional tears. So many things can cause emotional tears. Sadness and pain are common causes, but joy and happiness can also lead to emotional tears, as it did for me when you were born.
The different types of tears are made up of different things.
This is super interesting. Scientists studied reflex tears, like the types of tears you make when peeling an onion, and compared those tears to emotional tears. They found that the tears are quite a bit different. Reflex tears, for example, are made of 98% water. Emotional tears, on the other hand, had less water and included more chemicals and hormones, including adrenocorticotropic hormones. Wow, that word had 19 letters in it. Anyway, adrenocorticotropic hormones are created when you experience stress, and that's why they end up in emotional tears. Now that we learned about the different types of tears, let's learn how crying changes throughout life.
Babies cry a lot. They cry for just about any reason.
That's right, and there is a good explanation for that. Babies can't talk, so when they are tired, they cry. When they are hungry, they cry. And when they are upset, they cry too.
In all fairness, I cry when I'm upset sometimes too.
And that's okay. I think we all do that sometimes. Usually at some point, just before they turn 1 year old, babies cry to get attention and to get what they want.
As kids, boys and girls cry about the same amount.
That's true. But at some point during adolescence, that changes. When kids get older, girls generally cry more than boys. Why does that happen? It's because of hormones. When girls get older, the amount of a hormone called estrogen increases. As boys get older, they also see increases in a hormone called testosterone. Those hormones are believed to be the reason why adolescent and adult women seem to cry more than men.
Adult women are about 4 times more likely to cry than men.
But then an interesting thing happens. As adults reach middle age, the crying starts to even out. Why does that happen? Well, it's because our friends, estrogen and testosterone, start to drop back down as adults get older.
Is crying contagious?
It is. You may remember from all the way back in episode 20, Curious About Feelings, that we learned that feelings are contagious. It's something called emotional contagion. Crying may be even more contagious than feelings because it is more noticeable. We may not always be able to see joy and sadness on someone's face, but we can surely see tears. That's what makes crying so contagious. Okay, it's a great time to answer the question of the week. Do animals cry?
Animals do cry, but they don't cry like humans. There is no evidence that animals cry emotional tears.
That's really interesting. It turns out that land animals cry basal tears just like us. Their eyes need to be moist too. When animals get emotional, they generally let others know by verbal communication, the same way that our dog Chloe kind of makes a high-pitched noise, like a whine, to let us know she's sad. Well, that's a wrap for this week's episode.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's podcast, number 143, on crying.
Great job, Olivia, and great job to Alexandria, Michael, and Christopher for that tearjerker of an episode topic. Do you miss us during the week? Well, that's totally okay. There's no need to be sad or cry. There are so many things you can do. You can go back and listen to any episodes you've missed. You can support us on Patreon for more content, like our newest supporter.
Thank you, Jess V.
Thanks so much for your support, Jess. Check out this note that Jess left us when she signed up on Patreon. Thank you so much for creating this podcast. Our boys love listening to it, and we enjoy it too. I especially loved your season 4 finale episode and your conversation with the gentleman from Australia. My entire family is from New York, and we currently live in North Dakota, so hearing your accent made me think of my family and put a smile on my face. We are very excited to be new Patreon members and are looking forward to the current event podcasts. Keep up the amazing work, Jess, Max, and Miles. That is so awesome, and it made us feel so good. It always amazes us that there are people near and far that enjoy listening to the podcast. For her support on Patreon, Jess gets to know what we're up to before anyone else. She gets a signed transcript of her favorite episode, which happens to be Curious About Spiderwebs, with a note from Olivia. She gets an early episode preview every month. And best of all, she gets access to our monthly current events episodes for Patreon supporters only. You can find a link to our Patreon page in the show notes. There are other ways to enjoy more from Curious Kid Podcast. You can follow us on social media or send us an email. If you miss us, don't cry, say hi. Next week, we will be back to learn about scars and stitches for Eli of Nashua, New Hampshire. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.